turn on the light. Don't lap it, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
Drive-in Saturday, indeed. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. My assistant DJ had to take care of some other things today, so I'm on my own. And Jimmy James is going to come in today and hang out like he used to all the time, but he had car trouble. So it's me and you. And whoever else wants to listen. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. That's where I play deep cuts, live tracks, lost classics, your requests, if I like them. Number's 855-915-9636. I used Amazon gift card that I got. I think I got it for Christmas. Marie was like, what's this? I had a $100 gift card, so I forgot about. And I figured I'd just use it on some CDs. And I got the Personality Crisis New York Dolls live recordings and studio demos. I got a whole other bunch of other ones too. Morlocks and some MC5. But this is live recordings and studio demo. Why don't we play a couple of the demos from it? It's a pretty good collection here. I've heard some of them. Some of them I haven't. And came with a little booklet. Nice, you know, little, they tell you a little biography about the New York Dolls in it. It's funny, I'm going to play song Pills. Pills was the band's favorite Bo Diddley song. The New York Dolls. It was their favorite Bo Diddley song. As they attempted to let him know when they had attended a club gig of his in Long Island. We were all next to the stage, dressed the way we were dressed. Dressed the way we're dressed. And we're all yelling, pills. And he was shaking his head at us, Sylvain recounted to Doll's biographer, Nina Antonia. I should have shut the lights down. I could barely read this. But every time there's a break between songs, we keep yelling, pills at him. It appeared that he'd forgotten the song, and then he goes, I think these kids over here want drugs. If anybody got any drugs, these guys want them. Bo Diddley, great stuff. And let's hear something from that. Let's hear Pills right now on MFO.
Pills.
I got a rock.
Time to take my ride on the way. It's a bitch.
Whoa. 91.5. MFO in Medford. Not going to hear that one again. Some live stuff. Well, in the middle of a couple demos. I think the middle song was when they... The trash was actually from Paris, it sounded like, because he was speaking French in the middle there when he was saying, maybe it was French for, how you call your lover boy? I'm on Facebook now. I see I have some requests I need to get to, but first, from our PSA administration, here we go. We're a crash course for the ravers on MFO.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Candy came from out on the islands. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never once lost her head. Even when she was given head, she said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Candy, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do 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 do. City is the place where you said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey baby, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came down and hit the streets, looking for soul food and place to eat. Went to the Apollo. You should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Huh. was James Dean for a day. But then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best. She said, hey Jackie, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, doo 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 doo.
WMFO Medford with Lou Reed right there. Some live Take a Walk on the Wild Side from the American Poet CD. Block of New York Dolls before that. Some demo stuff. If you missed it, check the archives later. We're a Crash Course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young, and we're also on Facebook, Crash Course for the Ravers page. Have some good requests from Cal Cali, Ricky Tardier. He's got to tell me how to pronounce his name one of these times. Or maybe I'm saying it right. Is it Trottier or Trottier? Tomato, tomato, I guess. Peter McCormick has some great, Saints, Classic Ruins, Liars. We can play all that. But you know what? I have some brand spanking new stuff from his band. I Need More. Stigmatics on MFO.
It's just the rival's plot. Pretty, he knocks the boys out 'cause now dog. Some girls big, big, big too. But what can I say? But bon voyage, baby, 'cause now she's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable.
MFO. Johnny Thunders there, going out to Ricky. She's so untouchable from the Hurt Me reissue CD 1. Before that, we had Dead Boys going out to Cal. I Need Lunch. You may be having your lunch as you're listening. This is a good theme for your lunch. Stigmatics before that, I Need More. They are actually playing tonight. I just realized I should have remembered this because I was... The Thigh Scrapers were offered to do this gig, and I'm sorry it was just too short of a notice for us. But it's tonight. Climate Change performs homeless benefit. Well, it's a homeless benefit. Climate Change is playing it too. A bunch of bands are on it. The Lunatics, The Stigmatics, Allison and Moon, Climate Change, The Grave Dancers, and Renegade Cartel. It's all at Pete's Grill and Bar in Quincy tonight. Guess doors are at 7:30. Well, it's a bar. Just walk in anytime. Except for maybe after 1 a.m. Well, Peter's from the band The Stigmatics. He asked for the Saints. We got it. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
Come on! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Glider to the stage right now. Glider.
WMFO in Medford. And that was a great performance right there. A great track, Sex Beat, live track from Glider. Started that off with The Saints, going out to Peter. And Classic Ruins with Geraldine, I Need Money More Than I Need You. Liars, She Pays the Rent. And Glider there with Sex Beat. They're playing at some big ball, they're calling it, tomorrow. A ball for squares. Join us in Somerville's bounciest square for a beer garden from the pub. Food from all of Ball Square's wonderful restaurants, crafts, activities, bands, and more. This will be a great opportunity to celebrate Ball Square in advance of the Broadway Bridge closure for GLX Construction in late 2018 or early 2019. For more information about the construction, blah, 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 blah. So you can go and find this. A Ball for Squares. I'm looking at it on Facebook. But there's a bunch of bands playing it. Rabbit Foot, Party Walsh, Wildflower Trio, Cazador, Jill McCracken, and yes, Glider, the band you just heard, is playing that. And my buddies Cal and Al, the kiddie's pal, are in that band. And he also wanted me to play Foo Fighters covering Ramones, Danny says. Well, I'll do that in a minute. I don't play a lot of Foo Fighters. Mainly, they're a great band, but I don't think they need my help, really. You know, I try and help out the people that need it, and not always that way. I mean, David Bowie certainly doesn't need help, but the word of Bowie needs to be spread, right? I don't know if the word of the Foo Fighters really do. But the lead guy was from Nirvana, you know? I do love my Nirvana. The first band from Foo Fighters was excellent, and that was all Dave Grohl. It's like when you let other people help him, I don't know, there's a lot of overproduced garbage coming out of there. But when they do covers, Foo Fighters doing covers is just really great. And I think I'm going to play the Danny Says cover. It's a Ramones cover. I'm going to do that after my favorite cover of Foo Fighters. And then we'll go into the Ramones block. But this is the one I choose. My favorite Foo Fighter cover. It's covering Prince on MFO. And that wasn't it. Oh, my God. It's labeled wrong. So we'll just do Kel's Danny Says and go into the Ramones block.
Danny says we gotta go.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, It is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some Peter Tosh later. But yeah, I wanted to hear Foo Fighters do Darling Nikki too. I'll get it on later. But right now, Ramon's Block starts now. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Jesus.